Good evening, everybody. This is Rick Kogan. It's good afternoon, actually. I keep losing track. The show is called After Hours. One of the, if not the newest Chicago law firm, has the wonderful, very, very Chicago title of Sullivan Royko. It's my pleasure to have on the phone one member of that partnership, Sam Royko, who I've known virtually since he was born, and Ken Sullivan, who I am just meeting now. Congratulations, gentlemen. This is a big deal.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you for having us on today.
Before we get to the checkered history of Sam Royko and his life, Ken, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're local. What I like about the firm, and I have not used or availed myself of the firm, is it really does seem to have a sort of Chicago focus. You talk a little, Ken, about it reflecting the kind of spirit of Chicago. Where are you from? Where'd you go to law school? And what do you mean by that?
All right, well, I was born in Oak Park, raised in Forest Park. I went to Fenwick High School in Oak Park.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a police officer in Oak Park.
Wow.
There was the beginning of the interest in the law. My uncle was a lawyer out in Kane County and eventually became a prominent judge in Kane County. And I went to law school right in the city, Rick, to answer your question directly, right at John Marshall Law School.
Sam, what about you? I know, indeed, I have known you since you were a little boy because your dad and I were great friends. Your dad, of course, being Mike Royko. Tell me about when you really got interested in the law and why.
You know, Rick, I think for me it was always a culmination, right? So on one hand, I had always grown up knowing that my mother repeatedly told me that my dad had always would have been a lawyer if he hadn't gone in to writing. And then on her other side, her dad was an attorney and her mom was an attorney and one of the first women out of Northwestern Law. So there was a lot of interest there just to begin with. And then I don't know if you remember, but I was always pretty argumentative when I was younger, too.
Yes, when you were nine, yes, I remembered. Well, no, I don't remember you were argumentative. I remember you were from the time you were a little boy, you were a great conversationalist, and you were always asking questions, and you were always curious and inquisitive, and I think both of those things would serve a legal career well. When did you decide to go to law school?
You know, I always was interested in law school, and I took a pretty untraditional path. I don't know if you remember, but after my dad passed away, it really kind of knocked me off my path for a while, and I ended up leaving high school when I was 16, and I was a high school dropout, and I worked at Best Buy. I did the Geek Squad with the little tie and all of that, and I was really motivated to get into college and pursue law school, and I studied really hard. I ended up doing okay in my ACT, ended up at DePaul here, worked really hard at DePaul, and always kind of had that goal in mind. So for me, it was a big accomplishment for me, and I still remember where I was and the whole experience when I got into Georgetown Law. And I went out there, and then I also did a year here at Northwestern Law, which made my mom extremely happy because her mother had been there.
When you both worked, when anybody gets out of law school, you try to, I suppose, in the best of world, work for a number of firms to try to find, Ken, are you in doing that? You can specialize in something in law school, but it's really different in the workplace, isn't it? Where you have to sort of investigate and explore different kinds of law before settling on one that you think is going to be your life's calling.
Well, Rick, I think I was pretty lucky in that I came out of the government. I was actually in law school when I met one of my mentors, Michael J. Hayes, Deputy Attorney General in Illinois under Hardigan. But I was fortunate, and he convinced me to go to law school at night and work during the day in the Illinois Attorney General's office. So I clerked there.
Yeah.
Fortunate enough to stay on as an assistant attorney general for a couple of years, gained a lot of trial experience, and then ended up actually going to Gardner, Cardin & Douglas, which is where Hayes was after he left the government.
Yeah.
And then there were other firms along the way before I met Mr. Royko at the Quinlan Law Firm here in Chicago.
And did you, Sam Royko, always have the intention of starting your own firm? Starting your own firm, you guys, as you well know, is a big, big deal. Was that always your goal, Sam? Or do you think you would have been happy at Sidley and Austin or something?
I'm chasing a pretty big shadow, especially here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So I think starting a firm always is in the in the list of goals for me, but I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to be Chicago focused. I wanted to be able to give back to my community. I wanted to be able to help people out. And you just have more control over the types of cases you take, how you help people out, how you structure things when you start the firm. And Ken, right when I met him at Quinlan Law Firm, we quickly realized we had a lot in common. For example, Rick, I know you know how big of a softball fan my dad was.
Oh, yeah.
He said once to us that getting into the 16-inch Hall of Fame may have been a bigger deal than a Pulitzer Prize. So it was a big deal.
Of course he said that.
But yeah. Of course. And I found out with Ken pretty quickly when I got there that his dad also was in the 16-inch Softball Hall of Fame. And right there I knew. I was like, okay, well, this guy seems all right.
That's one of the great bonding stories I've ever heard. That is such a great story. What was it about the two of you that attracted you? Well, both our fathers were in the 16-inch Softball Hall of Fame. And now you'll have to get one of DeBats' kids, Don DeBats' kids, to come in with you. I am on the phone with the it's a bold move, and I want to talk after the short commercial break about what you have to do. I mean, what's involved? What's planning? You have to come up with a philosophy. I'm on with Ken Sullivan and Sam Royko of the firm, and I love your logo, too, the four stars of the city of Chicago. Sullivan Royko. It's SullivanRoyko.com. If you are in need of legal help, it's Sullivan Royko, who will be back after a couple minutes. Welcome back. Ken Sullivan and Sam Royko are the brains behind Sullivan Royko, one of Chicago's newest law firms. Gentlemen, this would seem to me in the last few months to be a wicked time to start any kind of new business. Did the whole COVID pandemic give you pause, or did it sort of inspire you to just plug ahead?
Well, and this is Ken, Rick. Yeah. You know, with respect to COVID, we understand it's an uphill battle. COVID's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can tell by looking at the website for the firm, we're focus-driven. We're solution-driven.
Yep.
As you can tell by looking at that, you know, I've been doing this for a number of years. We're trying to get people, make a difference. And with respect to COVID, and I've been in front of many judges recently, more than a handful have expressed to me, while they may have 500 cases on their docket,
right,
if you're one of the 100, they want to push your case, they'll go with you, and they'll push that case.
That's great to
hear.
We've
had that experience, so we're trying to use it almost as an advantage, because a lot of times, and Sam and I get into commercial litigation, employment matters, and different things, but a lot of times you're looking at engagements that are going to last 30 to 36 months. We're trying to get away from that.
Yeah.
We're trying to accelerate. So while a judge may have 500 cases, for example, a judge in the Circuit Court of Cook County may have 500 cases on their call, we want to be one of the 100 that we're pushing either towards mediation, settlement conferences, and or trial. We've actually done a trial as well.
One of the things that occurs to me, Ken and Sam, is that there might be a lot of potential clients out there who are reluctant or believing, wow, the whole world shut down, so I might as well just sit here and wallow in my own troubles, and might be when they really, really do need a lawyer, right, Sam?
Rick, we have heard that so many times, and that is a big part of the focus right now. A big piece of it is just keeping the litigation moving along, keeping the discussions moving along. And we've put a lot of focus on looking at what our client needs, what the best solution is for our client, talking to them and trying to figure out the best way to get there. And a lot of times people think that opposing counsel doesn't work together, that there's no other options besides these long, drawn-out litigations. But we've also been focusing on trying to get a lot of settlements done. You know, I would say over 90% of cases settle. So there's a lot of effort that goes into doing that, but that's been a big part of our focus now, because everyone's experiencing troubles and everyone wants to, you know, get things resolved and move on most of the time. And we're really focused on trying to get to that, get to mediation, arbitration. There's other venues available right now to pursue besides just litigation. And then when you do have to litigate, it's important to have people who have trial experience to keep moving things in front of the judge, to make sure that they don't just push something out. I know Ken was just mentioning to me recently that he had heard trial dates being set on March 2021, and he's like, that's just unacceptable. You got to move faster.
Yeah. It seems to me, just from your website, and ladies and gentlemen, you can explore the firm. Just go to SullivanRoyko.com and you'll see what their practice areas are. You get a couple news stories. You'll see that you are building a team. You just hired another lawyer. You got a paralegal there. But it seems to me, and this is first impression from reading what you do, that you want to build this firm based on relationships that you make with your clients.
You're so right, and I think that's one of the great things about Ken, and one of the things that made me think he'd be a good business partner when I was at Quinlan, is Ken considers most of his clients, he's at them for long term, and he considers them to be friends.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're looking for, right? Most of this is relationship building, and while we mostly work in commercial litigation, employment litigation, and we now do a lot of more like corporate consulting type work, I would mm-hmm. say it's like being an outside general counsel. A lot of times there's places that don't make enough money to have their own in-house counsel, but they need someone to go to and someone they can call to help them out. It's all relationship focused. Everything, it's really important to have someone you can call, someone you can depend on to get things done. And that's really the area we're trying to fill.
You know, one of the things, and Ken, you can address this, that the world, the corporate world as we knew it 6 months ago is in the midst of a transformation unlike any that we or anybody alive has ever seen. That, to me, sets you guys up to be faced with really interesting and challenging new kinds of legal work, don't you think? I mean, people may not have offices anymore. It may be completely different kind of corporate relationships with people. Yeah, you must see that as an interesting kind of challenge, don't you?
Interesting challenge, most of the time contractually driven.
Yeah.
Be it contract disputes or lease disputes.
Exactly.
We're seeing a lot of that. We're trying to counsel clients and position clients, you know, who may have a lease that's going to extend 3 to 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Where are they going to be in that lease? How much space are they going to need? How are they going to handle the building owner? How are they going to handle property management, things like that? So that is a big deal, and I would agree with you, Rick. There's going to be a ton of litigation out there on that front. Once again, we're going to try and get in front of it with respect to our clients.
Yeah, I think your timing is really great on this. I think, for instance, I mean, I know that the Tribune or whoever owns the Tribune now is in the process of trying to perhaps move from the Prudential Building. I got to believe a lot of other organizations and people are doing that. And you'll also have contracts between people who basically never see the CEO of a company. I really think you guys are into something here. What your basic philosophy, if there is a philosophy of Sullivan Royko, it is certainly locally focused. But beyond that, it does seem, in a sense, kind of like, you know, your dad, Sam, Mike Royko, it's to help the people who might feel helpless out there.
Rick, I say all the time that we're client-focused and solution-driven, and that means, you know, your people in the Sears Tower who may not know where they're moving their offices to or need to try to get out of a lease or try to enforce a lease, mm-hmm. or it may be, you know, your restaurant on Chicago Avenue, right?
It could
be a mom-and-pop shop, and we've actually been doing a lot more work recently dealing with bars, breweries, restaurants who are having, you know, partnership disputes, lease issues. And it's really important for us to talk to our client, get to know what our client wants, and then figure out the best way to go about coming up with a solution.
Yeah, and it's not always. You must get, being lawyers, you must get people in all the time who think that the whole legal process boils down to something out of Law and Order, and they don't understand. You know, they'll probably come in and go, well, when will we go to court? When will we go to court? And as you said, not everything winds up in court. There's not a you know, trial involved in any of these things. Do you find that the ordinary person is a bit naive about the legal system, or is that an understatement?
It's a very difficult issue, Rick. I've dealt with it my entire career.
I'll bet.
Trying to deal with clients, trying to explain to them how long it's going to take, what the various phases are. I mean, we do our best to accelerate. A lot of times you've got an opposing counsel that can control, extend, especially when you're a plaintiff or a defendant. They may try and draw things out. But that's difficult, and we try to do our best up front. We try and lay it out. But once again, as I said earlier, we do need to avoid because I've been involved in a lot of those, the 30 to 36 month type litigation matter. People get tired of getting the bills, trust me. And while I think that we are positioned, we have very reasonable rates comparison to some of the firms I've been at. We we have to be very conscious of that and have expectations up front. And the client needs to understand where we think we're going to go.
Yeah, that's really well put. I think the best thing would be for someone to, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, go to SullivanRoyko.com, very easy website, and look over their areas of practice. And if you're listening to these two guys, I've known Sam, as I said, for a long time, and Ken, you sound remarkably friendly and amiable and smart, too, and that's all I actually want in a lawyer is friendly, amiable, and smart. You guys, you've got an office in the middle of the loop. Do you both go into the office every day, or how do you work in this kind of, do you work remotely now? I mean, even starting an office in this day and age is a bold leap of faith.
You know, Rick, it's so funny you ask that because Ken and I are exact opposites on that. And I think it may be a generation gap, but I have my screens at home. I love to sit at home. It's where I get the most work done. I can, you know, first thing in the morning, I can jump in. Then whenever I'm done for the night, I'm done. But I just feel like I get more done. And Ken is the exact opposite. Every day he goes down to the office. He's still doing distance. And I mean, Ken, you could probably speak to it better than I could.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I feel I'm efficient, Rick. That's the way I've been doing it for 30 years.
Same here.
And I'm worried about efficiencies. I'm worried about the clients. I feel that I'm at my best when I'm down at the office. And we have an affiliation with Jim Rollins and malpractice team. It's WAIS, W-A-I-S, and we're 120 South LaSalle.
Right.
So, you know, that's where I just want to be where I'm efficient.
Well,
I have hard files and I have paper and we have the computers and stuff, but...
I know. You're right, Sam. It is a generational thing. I'm slightly, considerably older than you, Ken, but I'm an office rat. I mean, I go into the Tribune offices now, and there's nobody in there. So I don't even know what to do. I probably get more work done at home, but I there's something about the routine. Gentlemen, I wish you all the success. And again, I'm sure you have a contact thing on your website that you'd be happy to consult with anybody who called who wasn't, you know, from Mars or something, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys sound friendly and forthcoming, and that's what I think is really important when someone doesn't need a lawyer to just, you know, share their lottery winnings with or something. They need a lawyer because they need help, and you guys seem to be, that's part of it too. You guys have to be kind of not so much like psychiatrists, but there's a part of a therapist that I think goes into every good lawyer too, don't you guys think?
I think it's a huge component. You have to be able to understand what someone's going through to figure out the best way to get them to their resolution.
Sam, congratulations. Your dad would be slightly flabbergasted, but he'd also be very, very proud. And the whole softball angle would put him into seventh heaven. I know that. And Ken, I look forward to meeting you. You sound like a terrific guy.
Thanks, Rick.
Happy
Thank
marriage,
much,
as
Rick.
They say. Happy professional marriage. Sullivan Royko, Sam Royko and Ken Sullivan are the principals of this firm. They're hiring new people all the time, and they want to hear from you. Go to the website, SullivanRoyko.com. Thanks a million, fellas, and take care of yourselves.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay, take care. Interesting. And Mike would be really thrilled that his kid was a lawyer. But the whole softball Hall of Fame angle is too precious for words.